Thanks, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Glad to be here tonight with you till 11 o'clock. It's a beautiful mid-August night in the Chicago area. And, of course, the state of Illinois today. The Illinois State Fair hosted Governor's Day. This is when Republicans went over to the fair to make speeches and enjoy barbecue. But some Republicans didn't get to go because Speaker Madigan, a Democrat, called back the House for a special session. I guess not called a special session, just a session to talk about school funding and whether or not they were going to override the amendatory veto that Governor Rauner did for the school funding bill, SB1. None of that happened, but still some intrigue, strategy, and politicking. Mike Fouché from the Daily Line joins us as he does every Wednesday night. He is in Springfield tonight, and I'm hoping he's enjoying either a horseshoe or a pork chop on a stick. Mike, how are you?
I had a pork chop on a stick.
Yeah?
I had a pork chop on a stick, yeah.
Did you like it?
Great.
It was great?
Oh, my God. I love it so much.
It is really good.
So good.
Yeah. Mike, yeah, okay, so as I kind of set up here, I mean, you really had to make a choice. Not only did the Republican lawmakers, but, I mean, Governor's Day is a day that is designed to celebrate Republicans or whoever's in office at the time. It's Republicans now, so it's a big deal. But Speaker Madigan had other plans today.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, as you said, Republicans had to make a choice. Are they going to be staying in the House or are they going to be doing stuff over at the State Fair, which is really only about an 8 or so minute drive from the Capitol. At the time that the governor rolled up in his Harley to the Governor's Day celebration at the State Fairgrounds, a whole bunch of Republicans were caucusing and getting ready. House Republicans were caucusing, getting ready to go back to the House floor for a debate. And reporters like myself had to make a decision. Are you going to go over and watch Governor Rauner give his speech, or are you going to stay over in the Capitol and see what happens with the debate? I decided to stay with the debate.
Did you, from the lawmakers that were called into session today, was there any animosity towards the idea that they were forced to choose?
Yeah, you know, I mean, everyone's upset because to begin with, it's August, and this is typically a no-go zone for the legislature. This is when they go on family vacations. This is when they take their break. And I've already spoken to a good number of legislators who are both Democrats and Republicans who are somewhat teed off because they were expecting to be able to go on trips and things. And you know, people have canceled family trips to Wisconsin or Florida or wherever it is that they go because they're in session. And so everyone is kind of in a bad mood to begin with. And then making things even worse is that Speaker Madigan at the end of the day announced that they're going to be back in session again next week in order to consider more stuff.
So let's talk about what they're considering, because on Sunday, the Senate did the override as expected. It moved to the House. Today, it was this thought that, you know, we would find out whether or not there were votes to override the amendatory veto. But early on, we heard that they're not going to be voting on this today, and that they're going to schedule it for down the line because, you know what, time is chill. We don't need to worry about this.
Right. They did sort of a parliamentary maneuver, which is that they took all of the aspects of Governor Rauner's amendatory veto and they broke it out and packaged it into a separate bill, which they had hearings about this morning in a committee. And the hearings were completely a set piece with Republicans and Democrats basically taking their own positions that had nothing to do with one another. It was not a discussion. And then they took that stuff and brought it to the House floor. And I think that what Democrats were hoping to do was be able to use it as a test vote in order to push out exactly who is going to be in favor of Governor Rauner's mandatory veto and who is going to be in favor of overriding it. But the Republicans just were not having any of that. And in fact, Representative Peter Breen announced, who's from the Western Suburbs, announced that he's urging Republicans to vote present or to not vote at all. And so which was received with catcalls by Democrats. And then as soon as it went to a vote, the bill actually got zero votes. There were zero votes in favor of this a mandatory veto language that Democrats had packaged in a different way, because most of the Republicans did just that. They voted either present or they didn't vote at all.
So a little bit of a backfire for the Democrats, because no one went on the record any which way, so they can't really use this to say, because it felt like Speaker Madigan wanted to use this vote to be able to say, see, nobody wants what you're talking about, Governor.
Right. Exactly. And the Republicans totally saw through that, and they weren't playing that game. There is a lot of ire and dissatisfaction between the two sides. But there was an announcement that on Friday, the House and Senate leaders from both parties are going to get together and attempt to negotiate. And Speaker Madigan earlier today in a press conference said that he had actually passed back some ideas on negotiation last week, and they negotiated through the weekend with Republican leader Jim Durkin. And supposedly Jim Durkin sent that along to Governor Rauner, but then Governor Rauner then told other members of the press that, no, he didn't actually see a counterproposal from Speaker Madigan. So there's a lot of distrust, right. And, you know, he said, she said, yeah. But definitely one thing that is going on is that the legislators seem much more interested in talking to one another and finding a negotiation. When you talk to Republicans, what they say is, we're very close. It's not very far from being able to get to something. I think we should definitely be able to find a fix for this.
Mike Fouché is joining us tonight from Springfield. A lot of movement today in the House, or none, depending how you look at it. But also, you know, the Governor's Day and other things happening, political. Tomorrow's Progressives Day, what Amaya Pawar was talking about here on the show last week. All right,
also Democrats Day.
And Democrats Day as well, which is not happening. So there's a lot going on. Mike Fouché in Springfield. What we'll do, we'll take a quick break here. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation with Mike here on The Download. Stay with us. Mike Fouché on the line right now from Springfield, talking about state politics, what happened in the House today, and also what's happening in Springfield with the fair. Mike, I want to get us up to speed, because in that conversation we kind of laid the groundwork for what is actually happening when it comes to the school funding bill. Now, the bill was mandatory vetoed by the governor. The Senate override happened on Sunday. There's a question whether or not the House have the votes to be able to override. Where are we in that process? Why wasn't it voted on today? And if it doesn't get voted on, what's the next step?
Well, it wasn't voted on today for a very simple reason, which is that there aren't enough votes in order to override the governor's veto in the House. And that's why they did this test vote thing. And, you know, we really didn't know that was going to be happening until maybe Monday or so. It became clear that there wasn't going to be a vote on the override veto. And now Speaker Madigan said that he's going to push it off to next week. You know, pretty much everyone agrees that there's a stalemate. There aren't enough Democrats in order to completely kill the mandatory veto and make SB1 whole. But there aren't enough votes in order to push anything else out, because Governor Rauner has his veto. And so now the question is, everyone is going back to the table on Friday in order to talk about, well, what are the things that are necessary in order to make something move? And probably what will happen is that there will be some sort of a trailer bill, you know, a second piece of legislation that will include all the additional changes that everybody agrees to as part of their negotiations.
So you'll have the original SB1 just in a new form with the exact same language, and then a trailer bill that says, oh, we also agree to these things as well.
Yeah, it's like a side agreement on a contract, maybe.
The question is, though, that everyone agreed on the funding. I mean, both sides are bipartisan. You talk to different school districts, school groups around the state. The thing that was holding this up was the pension bailout, the word used by Governor Rauner, for the CPS. I mean, is that what Mike Madigan's willing to negotiate around, that number, around the terms of that pension pickup?
I think there's probably going to be some amount of money going to Chicago public schools that's going to be reduced. But there's a bucket of other things that Republican legislators are really, really upset about. They're upset about how school districts that have lots of TIFs in them, Chicago is an example, but there's lots and lots of other districts downstate that have lots of TIFs. the way that their funding is calculated doesn't take into account whether or not they have TIFs. And if a school district has a TIF, that's money yeah. that they can't be getting as property tax money.
The hidden money, right?
Hidden money is the term that they keep saying. But, you know, today, school superintendents kept testifying, well, you know, I can't control whether or not there's going to be a TIF in my district. That's decided by the municipality, not me. So why would you punish my students? Another aspect that is being kicked around a lot is this question of hold harmless, and the way that SB 1 is set up is that every school district forever, the baseline is the amount of money that they received last year. They'll never receive any less, even if their school population drops. But as we all know, the Chicago school population is dropping rapidly. It's lost, you know, maybe about 70,000 students in the last 10 years. And there's other school districts around the state that are losing people too.
Right.
And so the idea that a lot of Republicans have is, why would we do that? We should have it go to a per-pupil funding system down the line. But also what we heard today were a number of school superintendents that are very concerned that that's just going to mean that they're going to end up losing even more money. The argument that a lot of superintendents are making across the state is, look, we shouldn't be talking about whether or not we're taking money away from the schools. Illinois is almost dead last in how much money it gives to schools from the state. We should be figuring out ways to get more money from the schools. So this is it's two sides that are talking about completely different things in the discussions.
And the deadline, August 29th, is what Speaker Madigan brought up. No danger of actually school not – some have already opened, but schools that open next week and the week after, there's no danger they don't open, but it's about how long they can operate without money allocated from the state.
Everybody's going to open, that's for sure. But, you know, we even heard from some school districts today that said, look, we only have enough cash reserves to get us through a month, and we can't borrow enough money in order to go anywhere because we're so small or we're so impoverished or whatever it might be. So I think that – we're definitely coming close to red line, that's for sure. A lot of school districts in mid-September are going to have a major freakout. And remember that because of the process of how the money gets to the schools, it's going to take about a week and a half after the legislature votes on what it's going to be for the comptroller and the Illinois Board of Education in order to work out the exact funding formula for all the different schools. So, you know, even if they manage to get this done by the 29th of August, it's not going to be until, you know, maybe the 10th or so of September when anybody actually gets money.
Mike Fouché with the Daily Line. You can get it at dailyline.net. Also does the podcast Aldercast, which is out on Fridays here on WGN Plus. Is at his Springfield Bureau this week. It's covering the session in Springfield with the House, but also the Illinois State Fair. I hope you get a chance to get another pork chop on a stick, maybe two.
I'll take a picture and I'll send it to you.
That sounds great, Mike. Thanks for joining us.
With a lemon shake up.